Researchers still don't know what is causing cases of a rare eye cancer in Huntersville. This comes after a year-long study tracking where the 23 patients in northern Mecklenburg County lived, worked, and went to school. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Uveal melanoma patients aren't just students at Hopewell High School or residents in Huntersville. A geospatial study of the eye cancer patients in the northern part of Mecklenburg County found a group lived close to the Huntersville-Cornelius border. But beyond this, scientist John Castles didn't find other patterns.
And nothing can be directly attributed to the cause of uveal melanoma at this time.
Huntersville commissioned Castles to compare environmental issues like water, air, and sites with chemicals near where the patients lived to see if there were any risk factors. Over the last several years, there's been a group of younger women who lived in Mecklenburg County and have been diagnosed with the disease. It affects about 2,500 people a year in the U.S., many of which are older. In 2015, the state looked into it and found the incidence of uveal melanoma wasn't higher than expected, but that hasn't deterred Kenny Colbert from trying to figure out what's going on. As for the latest study,
we're disappointed in the results, but we're not totally surprised.
His daughter Keenan fought the disease for 5 years, but died at 28 in 2014.
This just means we need to regroup. And I don't know what plan B is, but this means we need to go to plan B, and we need to go to plan C and plan D, because the answer is out there somewhere if we just keep digging.
Genetic testing ruled out a familial link. Doctors at Columbia University will be testing tumors of diagnosed patients. Huntersville Town Commissioner suggested starting a committee to continue researching the unusual cancer cases. Multiple cases of the same type of rare eye cancer were found in Auburn, Alabama. And Colbert thinks the two towns should work together to see if there are any links. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.